This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest, meatiest, center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance.
A lot of the top people in the FBI that were part of the Clinton Crime Network, Stay Behind Network, are now singing like canaries to the House Intelligence Committee and to the president. And the word is from very good sources, it's Mr. McCabe, who's lucky he's not going to get indicted. The whole House of Cards is imploding. The man that they said front and center was the top Russian agent at the heart of this just spoke to the major unions there in the U.K., He spoke to Oxford, now he's going to Cambridge. He joins us via telephone as he drives through the English countryside. So we'll see what happens, and then we'll, in this segment, the next, read some of the real bombshell areas, the memo that we haven't gotten to yet, but it's exactly what Roger Stone said back in January and February of last year from his sources. It's exactly, and it's the president we now know from the cover page, which is even bigger than I think than what we already knew in the memo, that says, I'm the author, basically, of allowing the intel of the House. I'm ready to give more intel to you that will destroy these people if they don't come to heel, if they don't cry for quarter. The problem is they're not going to give us quarter, are they, Roger?
Oh, Alex, I've got to tell you, in the 40 years I've been active in American politics, in the 10 presidential campaigns I've been through, I've never seen anything like this. And it, not only is it extraordinary, but equally troubling is the fact that the president's appointees, as both FBI and CIA directors, joined the cover-up and sought to keep this information from the American people. They actually argued against the release of a memo that not only exonerates the president on the question of Russian collusion, but proves that the FBI actively was involved in fabricating evidence to justify the surveillance of the Republican candidate for president of the United States.
It's 10,000 times worse than what Nixon.
It's criminality.
It's 10,000 times worse than Nixon.
Oh, and Watergate pales in comparison. This is the illegitimate use of the surveillance power and authority of the state against a major party candidate for president.
And now they fought. So they're fighting to obstruct now. They perjured to Congress. They lied to the FISA court to get the three warrants. They have lied to the president. I mean, they have committed so many crimes, it's dizzying, Roger.
Well, we now know that they fabricated the underlying evidence. They never told the FISA court the origins of the dirty dossier, that it had come not from the Bureau, not from our own internal investigations by our intelligence services, but from a political source. The president needs to fire the current FBI director, Mr. Wray, who has fought the release of this document, and as far as the last I heard, was preparing a rebuttal that he was going to put out shortly after the release. That's outrageous. It's absolutely outrageous. He's more interested in covering up the illegal and unconstitutional.
Why? Listen, there are a lot of good people in the FBI. Why can't Trump find a patriot that's known to be an American and not a deep state turd? What is wrong with these people? They are so arrogant.
Well, you notice when he resigned last week, Trey Gowdy, a great American, said he was returning to law enforcement. Notice he didn't say to the practice of law. He said law enforcement. Let us hope.
And in fact, that was why I tried to get a hold of you yesterday. What's the word is he's going to be joining some type of task force Trump's setting up.
Well, clearly he must be planning to go into service for the administration. He did pass up the opportunity earlier to be FBI director. Let's be clear where Mr. Wray came from. He was heavily promoted by New Jersey Governor Chris Christie.
Oh, you're saying he's announcing he's not going to run for re-election because he may take that FBI director job now.
That's what I believe. I'm keying this off the fact that he said he would be going back to law enforcement. He also knows that he couldn't wait till the last minute to vacate the seat.
All right, stay there. I want to plow into all of this. I'm going to spend a few minutes here first just encouraging listeners to understand that when you buy T-shirts or water filtration systems or books or videos or other material from InfoWarsStore.com, you are funding the revolution. I mean, I cannot say it any clearer. And so it is essential that you purchase the products at InfoWarsStore.com. And I want to thank everybody that has, but we've got the best fluoride-free toothpaste with colloidal silver and with high-quality atomic iodine in it. You cannot beat that. For children and adults, we've got the best mouthwash designed by Dr. Jones. That's my dad. The colloidal silver and iodine as well. InfoWarsLife.com or 888-253-3139. And your purchase of the products stands with us, stands with America, stands with Trump, stands against the globalists and their satanic pedophile armies. And that's who they are, and they know we know who they are, and they're coming back against us, so we need your support.
Waging war on corruption. It's Alex Jones coming to you live from the front lines of the InfoWar.
Press the attack. Keep it up. That's what Trump says. The American people fighting back. That's his orders. It's my commander-in-chief to me. And I don't follow orders unless they're constitutional. And you bet I love following those orders. So I'll quote Darth Vader and tell you this. Stay in attack formation. Because they're not going to give up yet. Roger Stone is having a whirlwind tour. At first it was Oxford, and they wanted him at all the other big universities. He's on his way to Cambridge. Can't wait to get all the HD footage back and exclusively air that here. But he's all over the news there. The Guardian is police stating, saying, you shouldn't interview Stone. Take him off the air, just like they did here. Take him off Fox. Take him off CNN. These authoritarians want to just call you a Russian agent, call me a Russian agent, have congressional hearings about censoring us. The former president is suing you through this law firm he set up and admits he runs with DNC money. Behind the scenes, we can't announce it yet. We got Soros-connected groups suing me. But we're breaking their back right now, Roger. This devastating memo, let's go through the trifecta here and all the other key intel you've got. And you're telling me it's on fire over there in the UK. I mean, this is the biggest political soap opera. It's so sexy. It's so real. It's got such curves. It's the Marilyn Monroe of this. And it's bringing America back. It's not some demoralizing scandal that hurts the country. It is a cleansing. It is a good political bloodletting. And you read the president's intro sheet. Here's the trifecta. I got more crap on you, and we're going to come for you. You got caught perjuring yourself to the FISA court. You perjured yourself to Congress. You perjured yourself to the American people. We have you now. We have your whole operation. I mean, what on earth? I'm just speechless, Roger Stone, right now. And how vindicated do you feel? Well, I'll tell you this. I wouldn't feel too vindicated. They killed Trump and get the system through. They say they plan to arrest everybody. Thousands of us. They plan to end the free press. We're facing real cancer. And we've got to rout it out or the country's dead. Go ahead, Roger.
That's why I think the president's got to clean house. His FBI director was more interested in the cover-up of the illegal activities by the agency than he was in exonerating the president in the phony Russian collusion investigation. His CIA director was lockstep. Oh, no, we can't release the memo. It'll expose our methods. Well, the American people need to know what the methods are if the methods are illegal. The president needs to clean house, and his opportunity to do so is now. He should fire FBI Director Wray. He should fire CIA Director Pompeo. I'm going to tell you, Alex, one amazing thing about being in the UK is how many info warriors there are here. You have a huge following for what we are doing. The turnouts in Oxford and in Durham of young freedom-oriented students in these supposedly liberal bastions has really been heartening. You would get an amazing reception here. People really like what we are doing at the tip of the spear.
I know that, but we have you as a great emissary, my friend. I can stay here in the command bunker. But I would like to go out and meet a lot of the fans. I get mobbed in the UK, mobbed in Europe, even crazier in the US. And that's not bragging. It's a gauge. for people out there who feel like they're alone. Well, you're not a public figure, listeners. And believe me, there's some downsides to it, so enjoy your anonymity. But when you get mobbed everywhere and people love you, it's you know you're winning. And then, of course, every 10th person tries to pour coffee on you or assault you. So there's also that crazed nature. Have people tried to attack you like they do in New York, Roger?
There's no question. The libtards were out in full force last night screaming about racism and misogyny and all their identity politics BS, because that's all they have. They have nothing else. And, of course, everybody wants to ask me the most important question. Do you really know Paul Joseph Watson?
Yeah, he's a rock star and doesn't know it. And you know, that's the thing is you're really a libertarian Republican. You're fiscally conservative, pro-America. But, I mean, you go to the gay rights parades. You've been for hemp legalization for 30 years. I mean, you're a pretty socially liberal guy. And when they come and try to stop your events, calling you a Nazi and all this stuff, it's just asinine BS.
Well, you know, look, I'm anti-war. I think we ought to be out of Afghanistan, out of Syria. But my real concern is about the erosion of our civil liberties. And this scandal is all about that. Look, they got a FISA court warrant to spy on yours truly, and they lied to do it. They have violated my civil rights at the same time they were spying on Paul Manafort, Carter Page, and Donald J. Trump.
And the media spins it and goes, who cares about Carter Page? Each warrant allows them to spy on millions in a giant dragnet and target everybody, including myself. And they admit I've been in those phone calls, and there's no collusion. There's nothing. They know that, Roger.
Well, that's why the Guardian yesterday said that the BBC should not interview Roger Stone. You see, they like censorship. They can't win in the battlefield of ideas. They can't win an honest debate. So they just want to silence us. That's why yesterday I punked the British media by going by the tiny, cramped Ecuadorian embassy where Julian Assange, who is not a Russian asset, who is a valiant, honest journalist, is, you know, basically being held a political prisoner.
Amazing. So what do you expect to happen now? I mean, do you agree with me that it's the cover letter is what's most important? We already knew all the stuff in here. It just shows Trump tells him, I got a lot more. I created the investigation. The House found that, well, you know, that this was going on, and I'm ready to come after you more. I mean, I don't see how they recover from this.
Well, watch the FBI carefully, because I think that they will launch a counterattack. They're going to try to discredit the Nunes memo. Also watch Shifty Adam Schiff. This guy has got to be desperate now because the fact that he's been working overtime to cover up sedition, to cover up this treasonous activity, you know, this man has no shame. So he will attempt to rewrite history. I battled with the BBC all day today saying, you're undermining the authority of law enforcement. You're helping Vladimir Putin. No, I'm not. I want the law enforcement agencies in the United States to operate within the parameters of U.S. Constitution.
Everybody knows that third world nations and every other empire falls when the law enforcement becomes corrupt and becomes political. It's over. Going back to Julius Caesar 2,050-something years ago. So it's the same story over and over again. They know that. Everybody knows third world countries. They have corrupt police and stuff, so that's why they can't get their act together. And they're now bringing banana boat Republic garbage here, and they've been caught red-handed. But it's not just like they knew, as Stroke says in the text messages, there's no proof, oh my God, we're in trouble, there's no Russian collusion, but we can't let him get into office. It's worse than that, Roger, because then Hillary is up to her eyeballs in real Russian collusion.
Well, the other thing we know is that the president's de facto attorney general, Rod Rosenstein, has known all of this the entire time. He should also be discharged. Now, interestingly, Alex, he very quietly, through Reince Priebus, then the White House chief of staff, got the president to sign a document that changed the line of authority at the Justice Department. So all decisions go first to the attorney general, then the first deputy, but then instead of going to the solicitor general, they go to the second deputy, a Bush deep stater. Then they go to the U.S. attorney in Texas, another deep stater, and then they go to the U.S. attorney in North Carolina. How curious. This was their insurance policy. so that Mueller and Rosenstein could never be discharged.
That's right. They go, oh, my gosh, he got in. We've already been illegally spying. We've got to cover this up. Okay, hire a special counsel. Rosenstein had already been quarterbacking this with McCabe, with Comey. Oh, Mr. President, you know, we have to do this. They do it on their own authority. They change the power structure to then route it around Internal Affairs, the Inspector General. They turn off Internal Affairs. That right there is the headline. Rosenstein turned off Justice Department Internal Affairs to carry out unethical operations. I mean, it's the president's duty to fire them now, even if it looks like he's doing it to stop them from investigating him, because they're a bunch of crooks.
It is absolutely essential that he fire the FBI director and the de facto attorney general, Mr. Rosenstein, immediately. They are up to their knees in this country.
And let's explain that, folks. We break the law if the president doesn't do that. So, let's do one more segment, Roger. We have to. They committed crimes. They've been caught. You can't.
The answer to being in control of your own health care is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
One out of four people listening to my voice right now could die from heart disease. This could be your last year, and you don't even know it because you don't know the early warning signs. If you think you're safe because your cholesterol levels are normal, think again, because studies show that 75% of heart attack patients also had normal cholesterol levels. Let me introduce you to Strauss Heart Drops, a world-famous heart and brain formula made in Canada. It's time-tested and will give you clinical results in 90 days or your money back. Learn more at signsofheartdisease.com. They are shipping free this month.
With uncertain times in the United States, it's only prudent to consider storing precious metals in a safe place outside of our borders. At Miles Frank Limited, we have done just that for you. Partnered with the most respected storage company in the industry, Miles Frank Limited is proud to offer the only fully insured private safe deposit box system in North America, held in Vancouver and Toronto. Send us your previously purchased precious metals or have one of our brokers help you purchase something new. Questions? Please call one of our experienced brokers at 866-485-4346. Solid foundational storage partnered with the most respected name in security. That's Miles Frank Unlimited. Celebrating our 29th year in business without ever receiving a customer complaint. Call us at 866-485-4346. Again, that's 866-485-4346. Miles Frank Unlimited, a name you can trust.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Cal Bend Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's FIVESTARSOAP.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest price filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
We're on the road.
He aligns himself with the truth, and it's time for you to choose a side. You're listening to Alex Jones.
My love is at least for the freeway. Yes, fashion will ride as the cities fly by.
Roger Stone has the cities flying by. He's driving along in the English countryside on his way to Cambridge. He just spoke to a packed house in Oxford, where the InfoWar has taken the island kingdom by storm. I think we've already passed our darkest hour, at least in the current fights with the globalists, but there are great fights coming up as well, and eternal vigilance is needed. Roger, you've been dropping some big bombshells on me while we were talking, as you've been talking to your sources and others. So what does the president have to worry about now? Where are we at the juncture with this memo? How do the Democrats grab victory from the jaws of their defeat? How do we make sure that we don't smoke the same pipe of arrogance that they've smoked? Let's look at the danger factors right now in this epic sea in which we swim.
Well, let's remember, Alex, we still have the establishment's hitman, Robert Mueller, the special counsel out there. And he has sent two strong signals this week. I still believe, as I predicted here some time ago, that the indictment of the president's son-in-law on some completely phony, trumped-up, non-Russian-related charge is imminent. And I literally just got a text message from an Associated Press reporter who wants to know whether I think, hope you're sitting down, whether Hope Hicks, the president's communications director, was working for the Russians. I kid you not, which is the most absurd, ridiculous thing I've ever
heard. Oh, while you've been in England, they're all over TV saying Nunes is a Russian agent. I mean, it's like saying he's a purple dragon from Pop-Tart Land, from Candyland. I mean, it's entered, and, you know, and we laugh at this. I laughed at it and said, stop being so upset a few years ago, and they were saying it about you. Then when they say it about me and start cutting our websites off and banning us because I'm a Russian agent, man, it's like, it makes you want to punch somebody in the nose.
Well, you got John McCain out only minutes ago saying the only person benefiting from the release of this memo is Vladimir Putin. This guy is literally demented at this point. No, Senator, the people who are benefiting from this memo are the American people because the corruption of our intelligence agencies has been laid bare for everybody to see so that the president can clean house. Fire Rosenstein. Fire Director Ray.
Think about that. They've been caught in their own text messages and admissions making up Russiagate to overturn an elected president. They're the foreign globalist multinational power. We're exposing their foreign power. That's what these Democrats are. They admit it. They want to get rid of the country, its borders, everything. We expose that. They go, oh, no America first. You're really Russians. And then try to block the recovery. It's so ridiculous. And now if we don't let them impeach Trump or indict him and remove him, we're Russian agents. Just do whatever we say or you're Russian agents. And Rand Paul, you're a Russian agent. Tucker Carlson, you're a Russian agent. Alex Jones, you're a Russian agent. Devin Nunes, Chairman Nunes, you're a Russian agent. And it's like, it's ridiculous until you have a foaming group of Democrats come up. They all look like they're half dead and had lobotomies. They all look like they've escaped from a lunatic asylum. And it's scary that they've got this many brain-damaged people that actually think we're Russian agents, Roger.
You know, it's kind of like Night of the Living Dead. It really is quite extraordinary. Look, it's neo-McCarthyism. It's degenerated to name-calling because they have to impugn your integrity and your patriotism because they have nothing else. They have no positive program to run on. president's running on prosperity and job creation, turning this country around. 2 million new jobs in the year he's been elected president.
I want to say this. I mean, if Vladimir Putin was behind this, which, again, is completely absurd, wow, Putin's making America great again. I mean, it's absurd horse manure.
Unfortunately for them, of course, as we know, Vladimir Putin was for Hillary Clinton. Why else would he pay John Podesta $38 million to one of his oligarch banking buddies? Why else did he do was he paying them to get control of American uranium?
Yeah, I wonder.
He got his way with the Clintons.
I wonder why Trump is ordering heavy weapons shipped to Ukraine and surrounding Russia with troops under Putin's orders, I guess.
Yeah, I mean, that right there proves the entire nonsense that he tilts to the Russians. He has no illusions, but his real fundamental sin in the eyes of the globalists is he would not extend the proxy war in Syria. That's what this is really about. Hillary promised him a war. Don't worry.
But let's be honest. Let's be honest. Letting Sessions run around trying to put pot smokers in prison is horrible. But that pales compared to being bullied into by the neocons that are in his office, thanks to Bannon, into encircling Russia, when Russia is our friend now more and more and has been helping us defeat radical Islam. And Russia's full of resources. And Trump's instinct is to work with Russia, and so that's really Trump's only big failure.
Well, look, I think he's worried. He has no illusions about the corruption of the Soviet system, the old Soviet system, and he has no illusions about Putin being a good guy. But, Alex, they have thermonuclear weapons. Always better to talk to people who can destroy you than to try to go to war with them, which is the collision course we were on in Syria. A no-fly zone in Syria, pushed by John McCain, backed by Hillary Clinton, was an engraved invitation for World War III.
Sure. In closing, you said, off air, you said, they're really going to push Trump. Well, I mean, repeat what you said just in 60 seconds, that they're going to push Trump to not damage and destabilize the country, back off, so this story goes away so that Mueller can indict him.
I think that they're going to try to talk him out of cleaning house. It's essential that he clean house now. Rosenstein has got to go. As I wrote for InfoWars 2 weeks ago, he should fire Rosenstein. Then he should order Jeff Sessions to appoint special counsel in the matter of Uranium One. That investigation would entail Mueller, Comey, McCabe, and Rosenstein himself, who was the desk officer in that cover-up. Alex, this is the greatest, the largest treasonous financial crime in American history.
Well, it's now being reported that FBI officials are saying that Rosenstein will be fired after the proof of the collusion. And if Ray wants to quit and fall on his sword, he needs to go ahead. There it is. Rosenstein will be fired after memo released using bogus Trump dossier for FISA warrant. And again, it gets into it right there. We'll break that down after the break. And we have a former technical head of the NSA joining us. Coming up on the other side to give his take on all this, William Binney. Thank you, Roger Stone. Great job.
Many thanks, Alex. I'm just arriving at Cambridge now.
All right, perfect timing. Vaya con Dios. All right, ladies and gentlemen, just briefly, refuel. We are doing midair refueling here. We have a big nut to crack. I am full on. I'll do a live video walking around just showing all the crew in here. We've hired like 25 people in the last 6 months. We're well up over 100 people here, and we're trying to hire new talk show hosts and more people to do more live broadcasts, and we're just putting in the studios the equipment. It is like an anthill here right now. I mean, this is 1776 Part 2. So InfoWarsStore.com, InfoWarsLife.com, a bunch of big specials, like 50% off Pollen Block, 53% off Cell Force, that really is DNA Force Plus, and so much more. $50 off on Alexa Pure Breeze. That's all about to end. Some of the biggest sales ever. InfoWarsStore.com. Stay with us. We'll be back as we continue to make history thanks to you.
Top scientists and researchers agree. We are being hit by toxic weapons in the food and water supply that are making us fat, sick, and stupid. So what do we do about it? Well, for starters, don't just sit there and take it. Fight back with the all-new supercharged Brain Force Plus. And feel the rush without the crash. Brain Force Plus is the next generation of advanced neural activation and nutrition nootropics. And now we've added a brand new ingredient called black pepper fruit extract that gives you an added kick. Other ingredients include vitamin B12 and neurological tonic and cognitive enhancers that will allow you to flip the switch and supercharge your state of mind. It's the real deal. Brain Force Plus. Secure your bottle right now at InfoWarsStore.com.
Non-attorney paid spokesperson. Could your house go into foreclosure? Are you behind on your mortgage payments? Does it seem like the bank has no interest in helping you save your home, and you feel like you have nowhere to turn for help? Then we have good news for you. Foreclosure Protection Services can help save your home as they specialize in foreclosure assistance. That's all they do. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, being threatened with foreclosure, have been denied a loan modification, or been the victim of a predatory loan, it's critical that you call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. Their network of attorneys and their agents are available to speak to you now. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, Foreclosure Protection Services can help stop the foreclosure process. Call today before it's too late. New laws are in effect that may save your home. Call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. 800-667-9035. That's 800-667-9035.
People search the internet for everything, including you. With a few clicks, information from your past can be quickly discovered. From business deals gone wrong, to misleading reviews, negative articles, and unflattering images. Studies show 78% of people search for someone online before doing business with them. Will they find the real you? With ReputationDefender.com, you can establish a positive internet presence. ReputationDefender.com pioneered the field with over a decade of experience, serving thousands of successful individuals and businesses. We use patented, award-winning systems to boost positive content and suppress negative material. Don't let the internet define you. Take control of your reputation today with ReputationDefender.com. For your quick, free reputation analysis, call 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Ladies and gentlemen, we are back live broadcasting worldwide, and it's posted on InfoWars.com right now. Again, ladies and gentlemen, we are back live broadcasting worldwide. I am your host, Alex Jones, and William Binney joins us, former technical head of the National Security Agency, and he headed up the technical operations of that agency. He's the source, of course, and the main technical advisor for the film Snowden and A Good American and so many other documentaries and films and books that are detailing that. And he pointed out when he was on with us last Tuesday that it had gotten no attention. A source had pointed out to him that there was a 99-page memo report put out by the FISA court that they had been approached three times to do things that they thought were unethical, and they had sent the Justice Department and FBI back before they granted those. We now know the blacked out areas, just as Mr. Binney said, are the president being targeted. And so you have them, that's what's in the new memo that the president now released via Congress today that they lied to get the memos. They lied to get the FISA court thing three times, the warrants. Then they lied to Congress about what they did. Then they leaked and lied about it. And now you've got the entire FBI apparatus at the top, along with Rosenstein at the Justice Department and Orr and all of them, in an incredibly arrogant, incestuous conspiracy that their own texts show that they have committed. So it's amazing. And I was talking to Mr. Benny during the break, and he was blown away that almost no media picked it up last week when we pointed out that this FISA investigation is used as the blueprint to back up what the president has been saying and what the memo itself says is put out by Nunes. But enough of my breakdown of that. William Benning joins us to go over this with us right now. But again, there's the amazing cover sheet by the White House lawyer for the president saying we're ready to release more and to work with Congress to expose the full extent. This is just the beginning. So, Mr. Benning, you had said last Tuesday you hope this was just the beginning, and that you have been told that this larger memo investigation by the FISA court was one of the prime areas tying in and a nexus point of a third party, the judicial branch, now documenting what the executive and the legislative have found.
Yep. Yeah, that's right. I think the more and more they go into it, they're going to find that NSA is involved in this and that they need to look at which names of people were unmasked through the NSA and which ones were targeted through their collection system and what data they were using internally in the FBI and how they were using that data. That's really where criminality comes in, where you use these agencies against the innocent or against U.S. citizens with no probable cause. That's a direct violation of the Fourth Amendment, and they shouldn't have been doing that anyway. They know that. That's why they're trying to keep everything so secret.
There's so many angles to this, but just in general, where do you want to start as a true expert on looking at what historically is unfolding, the debate it's causing? I mean, if we thought Snowden and Drake and Benny, triggered so much of this in WikiLeaks, honorable people, now what point in history have we reached? I mean, this is really exposing the deep state.
Yes, it is. And it's like the first place I'd start is to go after the sworn affidavit that the FBI had to submit to the FISA court to get that warrant. That of course, according to the memo, seemed to focus on that dossier, the Steele dossier, and that was a false basis to begin with, and they knew that. And they didn't even talk about the DNC paying to have that done. So this is paid propaganda used to get a warrant in the FISA court to go after other people in another campaign. And then it means you have to go into the unmasking by the White House of people who were in the Trump campaign, find out who they were targeting and what data they were getting and how they were using it. This is really a mess. I mean, it gets into the total subversion and sedition, basically, and treason against this country.
And what's amazing is those are true words. That's not hyperbole. As I look at the unclassified memo here in front of me, William Benny, and I think about the arrogance and the hubris of trying something like this and thinking that you would have the Justice Department, the FBI, the Democratic Party, Hillary Clinton, all of them admittedly fingerprints on it, paying for it, and then sending it to the Justice Department and FBI when they're the ones that originally paid to have it created, and then going in before the court and perjuring yourself and not saying this is political, this was written by the DNC, this was paid to be made up as fake opposition research. For those who don't know about the law, even if prestigious lawyers or companies or groups want to have something, say, in a Supreme Court case, that's called an amicus brief, they have to state who they are and then put their argument in, because all the facts of evidence have to have their provenance and their chain and have to be accepted in. But to use the signet of the Justice Department and the president, who we now, that's going to come out next, by the way, we know that, Trump hasn't released it yet, that the president would order fake garbage put in and use that gravitas with the executive running into the judicial like that. This is an incredible constitutional crisis.
Yeah, and it's, by the way, this is not the first time that the FBI has gotten involved in lying to the Supreme Court or falsifying evidence for the FISA court to get warrants. back in 2002, it was in August, I think it came out in the news that the Vice Court had found out and discovered that the FBI had misrepresented facts in up to 75 warrants that they'd submitted into the court to get approval. So, I mean, it's not new. This is something the FISA court should already know, and know that those procedures are really a hazard and a danger for them to be able to see through and stop. I, you know, it's just a total corruption of our justice system to allow this to continue.
Well, that's my point, is that I understand if Trump doesn't want to look like he's guilty and then doesn't fire all these other people like Ray and Rosenstein, but law says he has to. He's the executive. They've been caught. He has to fire them all. Hell, they ought to all get SWAT teamed, right? I mean, you know, you got SWAT teamed for secretly testifying to Congress totally legally about all this stuff.
That's right. They falsified evidence in my case, too, and I caught them at it, except I couldn't afford to go after them, and I couldn't get anybody represent me pro bono, or other people were with me, like Kirk Wiebe and others. And Ed Loomis, we all went to the Rutherford Institute and said, yeah, you know, they did violate your constitutional rights, but it's really going to be a long fight. And, you know, we couldn't afford to do that. And we couldn't get a lawyer to represent us pro bono. So we didn't pursue it. So, but they did the same thing here. This is simply a continuation. This is a very bad pattern of behavior by the FBI and the DOJ together.
You know, I watch mainstream TV and they're hysterically lying about everything, but we're here covering the facts. And you're totally vindicated last week pointing out that, hey, I'm told by sources this is part of the big investigation. This is the memo that they're going to source connecting where they lied. And sure enough, they mentioned the FISA court and the points that are in this memo at the times they went to get three different warrants based on lies. So you have been absolutely vindicated as the person that pointed this out when it was hiding in plain view. And I know you're not about credit. It's just that George Soros Publications came out and said that you and I were basically liars and that this had nothing to do with it. But you've been totally, completely vindicated.
Well, I would also say, Alex, that it's really a sad state that you and your program's the only one being talking about this FISA court ruling and all that. So, I mean, what's the mainstream media? Their job under the First Amendment is to inform the people of the country what their government is doing on their behalf, and they're supposed to be investigating, and here they're abrogating that job. They're not doing it at all. So, you know, we should take them out of the First Amendment. They don't belong there anymore. They're no longer useful in that area.
Well, and here you are, the former technical head of the NSA, super respected, I mean, like platinum standard. Everybody admits that. Even liberals have to admit it. And you're saying, hey, this is really key. This is a big part of it. And they just totally disregard, and only a few articles saying, you know, we're wrong. It's the wrong memo. No, we know it's not Nunes's memo, but it's what he sources, and it's actually even more important when you get into the totality of it. The security agencies, though, have declassified it, but lower level, to mid-level, they've asked attention not be drawn onto this. This is the court saying they came to us and were trying to break the law, which actually makes you think, wow, these courts aren't as bad as I thought compared to these agencies. We'll be back with William Binney straight ahead. Stay with us.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Sometimes life can be a pain in the neck or back or shoulder. Long distance travel or long hours in front of a computer can take its toll on your body. Why take another pill? Treat your aches and pains with Sunshine Pillows, microwavable heat wraps, heatable neck pillows, and extra large body heating wraps. Sunshine Pillows and wraps are designed better for perfect support where and when you need it, even while driving. Sunshine Pillows are designed with your comfort in mind, will not burn you, and will stay balanced on your body to provide soothing hot or cold therapy to treat temporary or chronic pain. And the best part, Sunshine Pillows start at just $20. Join hundreds of our happy customers and see why Sunshine Pillows has a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. Click sunshine-pillows.com and take the Sunshine Pillow Challenge. That's sunshine-pillows.com.
Hawaii was a wake-up call. Don't be caught without a disaster shelter. Atlas makes an all-disaster shelter that will protect your family from fallout, tornadoes, and hurricanes for only $99.99. That also includes the NBC air filtration system, solid steel construction with an airtight bulletproof door. That's right, for $99.99 and up. Call 1-855-4-BUNKER or go to iwantthatshelter.com. Atlas Survival Shelters, the world leader in fallout shelters.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Extendivite really works. Just listen to what some people have to say.
Several years ago, I was developing a very severe situation. I called it my flippy heart. It was doing not good things. And I did not want to go to a medical doctor because I just knew they would give me a cover-up pill. I didn't want to get onto that sort of thing at all. When I learned it was garlic and cayenne, and cayenne is a healer. It is a wonderful herb. I said, I think I'm onto something here. I'll tell you, I wouldn't be without it. It did wonderful things for me.
Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2 month supply of either capsules or liquid. Call now. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I'm here to tell you about GCNTelecare.com, a team of board-certified doctors assisting you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. Within 15 minutes of registration, care your family can afford. Revolutionizing the healthcare industry, virtual consulting providing diagnosis of non-emergency medical issues by phone or secure video on computer or smart mobile devices. GCNTelecare.com, virtual care anywhere.
Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. I'm Alex Jones, your host. We are sending out an SOS worldwide, trying to drain the swamp. Incredible discussions during the breaks with Dr. William Binney, former technical director of the National Security Agency. And we were talking about draining the swamp. We're talking about the arrogance of these people. We were talking about where the fight goes on from here. Does this really harm U.S. intel? We're going to get into it all right now with William Binney, with the release of the devastating congressional FISA breakdown memo, looking at how they lied to go to court and get these search warrants. True perjury, true crimes, then lied to Congress about it. I don't think the president has any choice. He's got to move. But, Mr. Binney, if you could just repeat in your own words the powerful things you were saying during the break about the arrogance. But also, the arrogance is only matched by Trump's courage. I mean, we have to say it. In the last 100 years, I've not even read about, or even in other countries, something like this. Trump going up against this entrenched state when he could have rolled over to them. This is your own words about this, please.
Well, like we were discussing, I just see this as a crack, a little small opening that's coming now, where we're going to be able to see into all the criminality and corruption and simply money laundering and bribery and all that stuff behind the swamp and the secret government that's involved here. I mean, what we're talking about is President Trump having the courage to stand up and start addressing the intelligence community and the power they've been using, like they are J. Edgar Hoover on super steroids, having knowledge and leverage on everyone and using it. And so I see this as having the courage to stand up and start cleaning the swamp. And this is like core to that swamp. Once you start breaking this up, then the rest of it should fall fairly quickly.
And that's what he says in the cover letter, a page and a half. They say, we've got a lot more. We're ready to work with Congress to bring it out. because this deals with our national security. And this is our national security. Breakaway rogue groups with a trillion-dollar spy machine beyond the Manhattan Project playing God, trying to convert us to a high-tech banana republic.
Yeah, that's exactly right. I mean, if you allow this thing to go on and don't correct the intelligence process and the intelligence agencies, you can do and can keep repeating things like weapons of mass destruction. We'll go kill a couple hundred thousand people, or a Gulf of Tonkin affair that didn't happen, and we'll go kill a couple million people. Or you can, you know, you can destabilize the Middle East. You can do all kinds of things that are simply wrong, unfounded, unsubstantiated, and just not moral or anything else. I mean, this is just crazy. We have to clean this up. He's got to do that. Yeah. He seems quite willing to do that. And I'm going to be, I would be there cheering him on and supporting him any way I could.
Well, we know you've been advising him through CIA Director Pompeo. And what you just said was so profound, I got chills. Because Gulf of Tonkin killed a couple million Vietnamese on both sides, killed, you know, 58,000 U.S., hundreds of thousands, horribly maimed, millions, you know, others, just totally psychologically shot. That was all based on a lie. And we have the recordings of McNamara and the rest of it from the White House where they fixed the intelligence and made that up. And then you've got things that took us to war, the Office of Special Plans inside the Pentagon, because they couldn't get the regular Pentagon people to lie, so they created a special office. Now it's just a dossier in England made up ridiculous like a comic book, and then they're not just starting a war with some foreign country. You know, that's bad enough. It's against a sitting elected president. I mean, it shows, it's really a false flag. It shows how this whole false flag blames the Russians, but the target's the American people and the American recovery, and it just, as you said, it just escalates the hubris. Can you repeat what you said during the break about their hubris?
Well, they are so arrogant that they think they've got so much power and control over everything that they feel they're just above the law. And they can do anything they want. They can lie to Congress out in the open, and there are no consequences. They can lie to the president or anybody else, and there are no consequences because they feel they've got all this knowledge and power over everyone. So they're just above everything. They are the know-it-all, and we have to all follow them. And we'll follow them into these wars and things like that. And the only people who suffer are we poor people down at the bottom of the pyramid, you know? They make the decisions, and we suffer.
Wow. And now it's starting to turn around a little bit, and they're panicking, and they're arrogant. But it is a new superclass, imagine, where they can spy on the Republican nominee, spy on the president-elect arrogantly the day before he was sworn in, saying, we got seven ways to Sunday to get you. We're going to remove you. Brennan said, you ought to watch your mouth, and then was shocked when Trump fired him 3 days later. The day before the president's sworn in, you better watch your mouth. I mean, that is like lunatic asylum arrogance.
But it's the arrogance of these people. That's the way they feel. They are the ones who have the real power. That's their position.
You know, you don't brag about yourself. I know you received a lot of secret awards and basically were the equivalent of a multi-star officer heading up the NSA. But your credit as being the top code breaker ever in the NSA's history at helping bring down the Soviet Union, so many other things. Did your amazing real power and ongoing when you left the NSA to expose all this, in 2000, did that make you feel more humble the more power you got or more powerful? Because in my experience, as I get more powerful, I feel more humble and actually scared about it because I know I'm fallible and have issues even though I want to be a good person. But I know people in my life that are like managers at restaurants who are these prima donna crazy people. A little bit of power, they go nuts.
Yeah, it kind of puts you in a position of realizing the responsibility you have to whatever you say and make sure that what you do say is true and can be validated and verified or at least checked and you stand up for it. And yeah, you have to do the best you can to make sure you're only being honest with everybody as best you can. That's all. And the more influence you get, the more responsibility it is to make sure that's true.
Going back to 2000, when you're secretly testifying to Congress with others about all the illegal stuff that was starting up in 2001, could you, though, have imagined how this would happen and now WikiLeaks and Trump? And I mean, I don't see long-term how this corrupt superclass stays in place when what they're doing is so discriminatory against 99.9% of us. You know, they try to make blacks and whites fight and all this other men and women, but the truth is we have a breakaway super state technocracy that thinks it's God.
That's basically the problem. Yeah, we have to remind them very, very clearly, and we have to look back. We have to look back and go after these people and hold them accountable, because if we don't, what that means is other people coming into those positions will be corrupted by that power too and say, well, look what they did, I'll do that too. That's why I blame what's going on now a lot on Jerry Ford for pardoning Nixon. He was being indicted for what he did on a much smaller scale. It's the same that they're doing today, but it was a much smaller scale.
Breaking into a psychiatrist's office and having a list of 105 people that he wanted to be audited. I mean, Obama had it done to tens of thousands. Exactly. The scale is microscopic.
Yeah, and Nixon was impeached and then indicted for that. But Jerry Ford pardoned him. That took away the accountability for the president. That said, the president really has a get-out-of-jail-free card. It's the next president.
Wow. Wow. I want to just point out, folks, that we sell the film. He's not even paid for doing it, but he's in it. He should be. He's done a great job. Mr. Binney has obviously a film like Snowden that he advised on. That was amazing. But also a goodamerican.org. You can find the DVD there. We sell it at InfoWarsStore.com. PGKnowledge.eu is a plan to have these systems that are ethical and don't give individuals power over others, but actually targets real criminal threats and real criminal operations once those tracking and nexus points have been proven, and then it comes out of the algorithm of the program. You can talk about that a little bit more in the next segment. So find out about that at exposefacts.org. We'll come back to Mr. Binney. And I agree with him. I don't feel worthy to even be at this platform level with somebody like him and so many others breaking so much of this. But it's that a little radio show out of Texas grew into this because other people won't do it. They say necessity is the mother of invention. And that's what it is. They won't do their job, so it's Alex Jones doing it. And it's the listeners then funding us to build organically the platform to get this out to millions of people because they wouldn't do it. They just took what they were told, said it by the government and corporations as a bunch of yes men and women, and got us in this position. So, I go back to the listeners and the heroes like William Binney. He doesn't want to be called that, but he is. He went through a lot. And a lot of other stuff that I know is off the record he probably doesn't want to get into. He's a manly guy and everything, but they pull the stops out, I can tell you. And so this is a real war. We need your financial support as well. We just sell the very best vitamins and minerals like our turmeric. It's 400 plus milligrams, the strongest, 95% curcumin. And other stuff tested at Whole Foods is like 3%. It's a joke because they put everything in marketing, mark it up 7 times, and a $30 bottle of something has like $1 a product. Well, not with us. I mean, if it's something $60, it's got $30 in it. We mark it up 100%. We got Cellforce right now with BioPQQ, CoQ10. Other formulas similar, $200, $300, $400. It's a good deal normally at $100. It's $69.95 right now. InfoWarsStore.com. It's about to sell out. It'll be called DNA Force Plus next time we run it, though. People like that name better. But Cell Force is just DNA Force Plus. It's available, and a lot of other specials are about to end. InfoWarsStore.com. You built this operation. We praise you all. One final segment with Mr. Ben.
It's been said, any society is only 3 missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And our crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
Fuel your body with Carnivore, the new digestive enzyme product by InfoWars Life. Digestive enzymes assist in the digestion process and increase the bioavailability.